The Oboe Concerto, the Allegro, you just heard Richard Strauss's composition, Concertgebouw Orchestra Amsterdam in performance. And you're listening to The Oasis. It is time for our look at the arts. Well, you may remember in 2018, there was this huge Banksy exhibit that sort of showed up out of nowhere in Toronto's West End Junction community. It was a huge hit. Now the producers of The Art of Banksy, Show One Productions, and Atelier des Lumières have teamed up with something of a sequel, Immersive Van Gogh, which is set to open on May 1st. The Paris version of this exhibition has attracted millions to see what is being called an immersive digital art experience. When you set foot into Immersive Van Gogh, prepare to witness the emotional and chaotic inner consciousness of one of the most recognized artists on the planet through an all-encompassing experience of art, light, sound, movement, and imagination. The space is pretty interesting as well. It's where the Toronto Star Printing Presses lived for years at 1 Yonge Street. The original music for the show is by multimedia composer Luca Longobardi, who is renowned for bringing together classical and contemporary genres. Tickets are on sale now. You can find yours at vangoghexhibit.ca. Joining me now is Svetlana Dvoretsky, founder of Show One Productions and co-producer of the Immersive Van Gogh exhibit. Svetlana, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Tell us why you thought this show would work in Toronto and specifically in this space that you've chosen.
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, we all love Toronto and we believe Toronto deserves the best. What we're trying to do here is the next best thing after Atelier de Lumière in Paris, which has became a world-renowned mecca for people to see the art form in a different genre, which is immersive multimedia exhibit. And over the last 2 years, they had about 2 million visitors. Despite the fact, of course, that Paris offers a lot of the real art, but this is not instead of the real art, it's just a different form of art. We've been looking for a proper space for a very, very long time to make it look and feel exactly how an artist wants it to be, which is giant, which is to create the true immersive feeling. And we finally found the perfect space, which is at 1 Yonge Street. Like you said, it was the home for Toronto Star Press for many years, and now it's our home.
Now, if I understand correctly, this is, I guess, based on the Paris show to some degree, but really it's new for Toronto. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It is actually, as a matter of fact, it's a world premiere. This is created by the artists who created Paris, who created the Van Gogh exhibit at Atelier de Lumière. But it's a completely new content. It's newer, it's edgier, it's fresher. It's going to be fantastic.
So, Svetlana, we think about the classic Sunflowers from Van Gogh or Starry Night, of course, or The Bedroom. Mm-hmm. Walk us through how we might experience those paintings in this setting, because I think it's hard for people to imagine.
Well, of course, and frankly, I don't want to give a lot away because one has to feel it to understand and live through it. But in the reality, just imagine, we have 600,000 square foot of the space. It's equal to 5-story building, but it's walls and projections. And you walk into that space, through the music, through the specific story that our artists are telling, one can just like really get into the mind of the genius, into the mind of the artist that, you know, centuries later we all continue admiring and be astonished.
If only he could have seen what was going to happen to his art.
If only he could have seen, absolutely.
I know.
You know, we get to ask that question all the time. What would Van Gogh say?
Yeah.
And, you know, we believe that he would be fascinated. He would be very happy.
You know, tell us about this difficult moment we're having right now. I'm sure it's affected your preparation. How are you feeling about the show? We're about 6 weeks down the road. What is your thinking right now?
Well, first of all, we are trying to remain optimistic, and that's what we're telling everyone, because that's a very important thing. We all have to remain optimistic and believe in the resilience of art and everything being back to normal. We are going to be ready to open our doors on May 1st. And of course, if we won't be able to because of the situation or our government regulation, we'll just open it when we can. But we took some very good measures in order so everyone can feel safe. First of all, we have just extended our exhibit until the end of July. So everybody who purchased tickets from May can now come through, can reschedule and come in
later July, in the summer.
Just
yeah.
Later in the summer, sure. Whenever they can. The second thing, what we're very fortunate and able to do is we can time admittance, let's say up to 50 people, if that
sure.
would be allowed, or
stagger
up to 10,
it.
Or
yeah.
up to 100. And if it's just a 50 people in that room, they have about 12,000 square foot per person. So that's probably 5 times more or 10 times more than recommended distance right now. So it's extremely flexible and safe, per se.
Svetlana, I want to let people know where they can purchase tickets and have a look right now. For more information on Immersive Van Gogh, you can visit vangoexhibit.ca. And, of course, the show hoping to open May 1st, and tickets, of course, on sale now. And, Svetlana, we're out of time. We got to run over and catch up with what's happening on the roads. But
of course.
Thank you for joining us. Good luck with this exhibit. And we're so glad that you're keeping everything in mind as you get set to do it.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Svetlana. You're listening to The Oasis here on the new Classical FM.